Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly. And today, Dr. Susan Delaney will be sharing her expertise on the topic, what you need to know about fats. Remember to access other Humanize Health podcasts by subscribing to get all of the other variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. Today's guest, Dr. Susan Delaney, has practiced naturopathic medicine in North Carolina for over 3 decades. Over the years, she's observed that the health of many people, including children, has greatly declined, while the number of prescriptions has dramatically increased. By using a natural approach to healing, she's able to help people become less dependent on prescription drugs and improve their health and vitality. In her practice, as well as in her lectures, Dr. Delaney inspires people using up-to-date nutrition science to take personal responsibility for their own health journey. Dr. Delaney is passionate about educating individuals and their healthcare providers about the benefits of advanced nutrient therapy for balancing biochemistry, as well as the nutritional value of eating real food and healthy fats. Dr. Delaney's latest project, Your Health is No Big Thing, It's a Million Little Things, provides links to 13 educational videos to help people learn more about healthy fats, the importance of fat-soluble vitamins, as well as simple changes individuals can make to improve their health. Dr. Delaney, it's so wonderful to have you back with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I love talking about fats.
Well, there's so many mixed messages about fats. Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? There's also, it seems to be different kinds of fats. People use different terms like saturated fats, unsaturated fats, trans fats. So I am so excited for us to be able to unpack the subject and have a better understanding so that we can make better choices for maximum health. So thank you so much for being here to help us understand. So let's just jump right in. I mean, what is a fat and what is it made of?
Well, actually, a fat is made up of only three things: carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And that's it. Every single fat that you have, saturated, unsaturated, polyunsaturated, they're only made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And I'll show you a little picture. This is what stearic acid looks like. And so the carbon, I'm just doing one of them, okay? And so the carbon is the black, and connected to that, you have hydrogens, and then the carbons are connected to each other by one arm. And on the end, you have two oxygens, a carbon, and a hydrogen, COOH, and that makes it an acid. So that's what you call a fatty acid. And so that's what fats are technically called. But this is a saturated fat, because it is linked by single bonds, carbon to carbon, single bonds, and there are no double bonds in there. So what's the difference between saturated and unsaturated? You want to know that one?
I do want to know. Yes, I'm anxious to see.
Yeah. So in the second one, you can see that that is a unsaturated fat, and that's oleic acid. It has one double bond right here, and that double bond changes it and allows it to have a kink in the chain. And that kink is interesting because it makes it more semi-solid, whereas this one is a solid fat. And you would see this like in butter and lard and fats that get hard at room temperature. Coconut oil is a saturated fat. So the only difference between a saturated fat and an unsaturated fat is that double bond. That's it. And if you have one double bond, which you did in that one, you have oleic acid, and that's called a monounsaturated fat. If you have two or three, that's a polyunsaturated fat. And all of those are found in nature, saturated and unsaturated as well.
So then the concept of saturated fats being from animals and unsaturated fats from plants, that's not going to hold true then, right?
Absolutely not.
You just said butter and then you said coconut fat. So those are one animal, one plant. So
exactly.
Yes.
All plants and animals contain both saturated and unsaturated fatty acids. So I'm going to stick this little chart up here, and I'm not sure you can see it very well, but the code is down at the bottom. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it shows examples of plants and animals and the difference in the saturated fats and the unsaturated fats. And in this chart, you'll notice that coconut oil, which is a plant, comes from a plant, is the most saturated fat in the entire realm of fats, even more so than butter.
Wow.
And so people don't understand that. So lard is only 43% saturated fat, and butter is 68% saturated fat, and coconut oil is 91% saturated fat.
Wow.
And so all these different colors represent the different types of fats, and we won't go into that, but polyunsaturated fats and saturated and monounsaturated fats are found in every single animal or plant. And it's kind of shocking to realize that animals sometimes have less than some of the plants, like the lard and the butter have less than palm oil and coconut oil. So that's an interesting fact. People should break that myth. You cannot separate it with plants and animals. Both have different levels of each one of them. And in the tropical plants, they use it because it makes the leaves a little stiff and or protect it from the wind and the sun. And
right.
Animals, it's just a combination of those things. It comes from the grass, actually, that they then make them. So the animal makes saturated fats.
What makes saturated fats so important to us? What's the big deal then about saturated fats?
Well, every cell in your body, every single cell has a membrane around it. Actually, I have one. And this is a cut through of a cell. Okay. And these are the fatty acid tails, these little things right here. That's a phospholipid. But the cell membrane is made of lipids. And so your body cells need to have 50% saturated fats in order for that cell membrane to work properly. And some people call the cell membrane the membrane, B-R-A-I-N, because if you think about it, it keeps the certain things in and certain things out. And it's really protective and has receptors in it, lets enzymes connect, all kinds of things. And so the membrane is the really, really important thing. It also is the membrane of your mitochondria. People are talking about mitochondrial dysfunction. Some of that is a lack of saturated fats, not just those mineral things. Your kidneys and your heart prefer to operate with saturated fats. They have fats around them, surrounding the organ itself, and it's really essential for their operation. Your sex hormones are manufactured from saturated fats. That's important.
That's really important.
We have some problems with fertility and hormonal levels in this country, and some of that is the lack of saturated fats. And then surfactant, which is in your lungs, is an important substance that helps keep things moving really well. So like kids with asthma, if you have a diet high in saturated fats like butter and cheeses and whole milk, they have fewer problems with asthma than children who are eating other types of oil in their diet. So that is significant as well.
Wow. That's something that actually, I don't hear on the regular kind of everyday marketing materials. I always hear low fat, and I even see low fat on kids' food.
Yeah.
But that's counter to what you're just saying, that they need it actually as they're developing for certain aspects of their body, right?
Exactly.
To grow. So I have to ask you about trans fats also, right?
Yes.
Where do they come from? Why do we have them? You certainly hear a lot about wanting to reduce them. And I do notice that sometimes on the back of products, they tell you how many trans fats there are. But what's going on with that?
So trans fats are mostly all manufactured. You can find some in nature, but rarely in milk kind of products. Trans fats were developed so you could keep your products on the shelf longer. Your cookie could stay on the shelf for 6 months. That doesn't happen when you have real fats. It's more of a breakdown. So it keeps them a long shelf life. Plus, it's cheaper. You can take soybean oil or corn oil, anything that, you know, it's easy to produce, and then put it through a process called hydrogenation, which uses some nickel and other substances to do that, and then make that fat behave just like butter and lard. So I'm going to show you a picture of this. So this one is the saturated fat. We just saw the stearic acid. So it doesn't bend. This is the oleic acid. It bends easily. And what they do is make this unsaturated fat not bendable. So that's what a trans fat is, a corn oil, soybean oil, that was bendable because see the kink in there?
Right.
And they do a process that now makes it behave like butter. So you can make those pie crusts and pastries that hold together better instead of slogging down, okay, becoming mush.
So it sounds like what you're saying to me, if I'm understanding, is that it's basically shelf stable, right? It's a longer process to break down. But what
it's
understand-
It's also cheaper. It's much cheaper right. to have a trans fat.
Shelf stable, cheaper because it's being manufactured, right? It's not coming from an animal mm-hmm. or plant, it sounds like.
Well, originally it comes from like a soy or corn, but then they changed the structure of it and looks just like it, but right. biochemically it does not behave the same way. Right. So it keeps all the food like lard or butter would holding together, gives it better texture and structure.
So whenever you think about fat, right, I know I have an app, I track all my food, right? And so when I put it in, I see like, you know, it kind of breaks it down into like your carbs, your fats, your protein, right? So you're looking at your fats and the things that you shared about like what parts of your body really need that fat to operate maximally. And we know that the message has been going out for some time now, right? Low fat, no fat, like mm-hmm. this is what you need to do to lose weight, to be healthier. You're kind of giving me a message that might not quite be accurate. Can you help us understand what's been happening? I know you shared with me, like, and I don't know if maybe it's appropriate to share with the viewers, like whenever we started getting the message about like low fat, no fat, I know we know that weight has actually gone up since then, right? So that message, do you have that? Can you show that?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is a chart that shows when the U.S. Department of Agriculture introduced the low fat diet because right. we thought it was healthier actually.
Right.
And since that time, Americans have been getting fatter and fatter and fatter in all of those age groups. You might not be able to see the numbers, but every single...
The lines go right up. If you can lift it a little bit higher, Dr. Yeah. Delaney, what was the number of whenever we started saying that? 1976, 1980, looks
86 like? 86 or something like right. that. Actually, they were starting to push it way before that and low right. fat was coming in. And so, again... When you have low fat, you're not getting the nutrients that you need that we discussed earlier. And so that is really a problem. And that's what's happening with these trans fats. You're substituting fake oils into your membranes, into your sex hormones that do not operate well. So they hold the space, but they're not functional. They don't have the same ability to work. So you're having breakdown of your cells on a microscopic level all the time. And people are dying younger and younger of heart attacks, diabetes, hypertension in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And this is like local politics. It's where it's all politics are local, they used to say, on your cell, that's totally local. And that's the damage that's being done that is actually trans fats that are causing inflammation in our bodies. Which is why the U.S. government has mostly taken them out, because the research has been there for years and years, like 20, 30, 40 years, knowing that trans fats are harmful to us, cause inflammation, cause heart disease, and all sorts of other conditions. So eat real fat. That's my message.
Plus it tastes better. I just have to say. It does. Mm-hmm. The taste is delicious. Thanks, Dr. Delaney. Thanks for helping us understand what we need to know about fats. For more valuable information from Dr. Delaney, visit www.thewellnessalliance.com. That's thewellnessalliance.com. Let me remind you again to subscribe and get access to continue to receive all humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions. From all of our thought leaders like Dr. Delaney on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.